Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wake up, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Squidbilly Bo Morgan. He is the All-American National Champion. Don't ask him what the P and Michael P. Johnson stands for, and we're the Morning Shift.
You keep calling me Michael P. or Mikey P. I'm going to have to change my Twitter handle or something.
You're Michael
P. So people know what we're talking about, man. Yeah, which I don't mind it. I don't mind the Mikey P. thing.
I mean, why would you?
Yeah, no, it definitely separates me a little bit from all the other mics out there. So I'll take it. I don't mind the Mikey P. thing. It's kind of like Squid Billy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is what it is.
You don't nickname yourself. That's the only thing. You couldn't call yourself Michael P.
No, I can. No,
like, that's the deal. You can't.
And that's the reason I am, you know, today years old, 37 years old, and I've still have my name. My name's just Mike, and it probably fits. I'm a pretty basic human being.
You when never it comes had a nickname
to,
growing up,
Big Mike. It was always Big Mike.
Yeah, that's.
It's fine. It's nothing out. You know.
I guess every circle.
What was your nickname growing up? It wasn't Squid Billy.
I mean, I just always went by Bo.
Yeah.
Because Bo is like a
nothing like, you know, there was no like Lil Bo Peep or anything like that.
No,
nobody ever said anything.
I mean, people have called me Bo Cephas and Bo Regard, and
I like that.
That kind of stuff.
Bo Stradamus, Bo Namath.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go all the way down the list.
I mean, but
anyways,
but Bo's like Bo's a little bit different than Mike or Michael because it's so uncommon, like not uncommon, but so less common. Than Michael, or Mike. So I think it's most people just see it as, well, it's an outlier anyways. There's rarely more than one Bo in your circle.
I think I've told you this before. Scott Cochran, who's former strength coach at Alabama, former special teams coordinator. We've had him, you know, friend of the show, Scott Cochran. We've had him on. When his son Bo, who I believe goes to Prince Avenue Christian in Athens, when his son Bo was born, when I was in college, he would tell, because he's from Louisiana, he tried to tell his wife that he wanted the X on the end. He wanted to name him Bo with the X on the end.
Yeah.
And he was adamant, but his wife was also adamant. She was like, that's absolutely not happening. So he just ended up with Bo spelled like your name. Not B-O, just B-E-A-U. I always thought that was hilarious, man. I'm like, can you imagine the X on the end of your name if your name was Bo? I mean, what's the deal with Bo Johnson, dude? He should definitely have an X on the end of his name.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's not Louisianian enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hey, I was a little bit disappointed.
Oh, no.
And
me?
No.
Oh, okay.
My drive-in. I was pleasantly surprised, but slightly disappointed.
What, did you think you were going to be able to do donuts in the middle of the, you know, intersection at Peachtree and Piedmont, or what?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, the way, like, you and Day-Day talked about y'all's drive-in yesterday, and then I'm like, oh, man.
It was treacherous.
I'm also disappointed in myself. You know, we had the snow day the other day, and I wore a pair of my old cowboy boots. which are kind of slick. They're more like the work cowboy boots, not like the cow, not like. They're not Brooks.
Yeah, you're not working with ostrich skin.
They're not Brooks and Dunn cowboy boots. They're ripped from Yellowstone boots. If that makes sense.
They're ranch boots, you know?
Yeah,
I got you. Crap kickers.
And I totally forgot that, you know, I got a little four wheeler, a little racing four wheeler, and we go riding, they're like trails, we got jumps and stuff, and a little jump. They're like little rolls and off road trails and stuff. So I had the Supercross boots, and they're perfect in mud and snow and everything. I forgot all about them. But when I was thinking about it, the way you and Day Day talked about how bad the roads were, I just knew that I was going to at some point maybe rescue Dylon. So I go, well, I got to, what if I get stuck in like some snow or something tomorrow morning? I need shoes to walk around. So I remembered I had my Supercross boots, put those in, put my whole little Supercross, but they're motocross. They're off road, you know, like they're Fox boots, basically.
Yeah. You'd walk, yeah.
I had my bag that I go, what I take when I go riding, everything. Yeah, man. I mean, I didn't even need four-wheel drive.
And two, let's bring people in the conversation. Bring people in the conversation.
Because I drove
Day-Day
in.
Day-Day and I stayed in a hotel that it's attached to the building that our studio was in last night.
I refused service.
I got here at, I don't know, 7 o'clock. You didn't, but that's funny.
No, I refused to. I said initially I didn't need one. And so they didn't get me one. And I was like, oh, you didn't get me one?
Either way, so Day-Day was at the hotel, had a hotel, I had a hotel. When I drove in yesterday, which is about 6:30, 7 o'clock, there was a bunch of cars stopped on the road. And it was very icy on all the overpasses. So I just simply was like, dude, y'all need to be careful driving in the morning. Like, just in case it's icy on the overpass. And I think a lot of people dealt with that. And I know that, look, I'm also looking at scenes, and I don't know if any of you guys saw this. The scenes at Atlanta's airport yesterday were insane.
I think they were unweather-related, though.
Well, they became weather-related, from my understanding. They became weather-related. And I think it was Scott Van Pelt. I don't know if any of y'all saw his tweet. He tweeted out yesterday, he's like, the worst thing I've ever experienced at an airport, basically. And I was sitting there going, that's not good. When you have a guy who has flown as often as Scott Van Pelt, and he's saying this is the worst thing he's ever seen, no thanks. Like, let's go ahead and opt out on that one, because it looked awful. It became weather-related to the point that the lines for security were backed all the way out the door, and people are standing outside when it's like 18 degrees. So it's unfortunate to say the least, but hopefully everybody's, you know, at least being safe out there driving around and not hitting some of the ice out there.
Well, and there was some areas where I was like, yeah, that's ice. But you just handle it appropriately and you'll be okay. I kind of expected more by y'all's conversation. There's, when it comes to like the snow and ice, there's people that completely overreact, and then there's the people that just kind of completely downplay it. I feel like it's kind of hard to find the perfect mix of it's bad but passable.
Well, the problem is, and what I was looking at yesterday, and we're going to get to the front page here in just a second. The problem is what I was looking at yesterday when I mapped out driving to the hotel from my house in Sandy Springs, 400 was, it was like gridlock by the time you got from 85, from 400 on 85, from 400 to the connector, gridlock. Like, it was red. And I was like, I'm not even going that way. So I drove all the way down Peachtree, down Roswell Road in Peachtree, and that's how I got here. So
yeah, and I saw a lot of posts about how bad it was and, like, videos, and I'm almost now curious if some of those videos weren't from, like, 2014.
Oh, man.
Because I saw some of, like, 85.
Ask the people at Buckhead Saloon.
Yeah.
Because at Buckhead Saloon,
you know the best part?
Didn't fare well yesterday.
Have you seen the full video of that?
No.
So I've seen it, but the full video is you can hear the guy.
Oh no!
For a while, and all of a sudden, you can hear it coming, and then whammy!
Yeah.
It's like the Buckhead Saloon. I'll show it to you in the break.
All right. Well, if you guys haven't seen it, Buckhead Saloon had a car run through it yesterday because the new Buckhead Saloon. Somebody couldn't hit the brakes, but man, let's hit the front page. All right. The Hall of Fame announced last night for Major League Baseball. It's Major League. It's not the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It's just the Baseball Hall of Fame, right? That's just what they call it. That will be CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, and Billy Wagner. I didn't see a video of Ichiro Suzuki. I saw one of Billy Wagner. Very, very cool moment. He's kind of looks like he's in his game room. He's with his wife. CeCe Sabathia just straight up like NFL draft night. Like it was like he was getting drafted. Like I don't know if you saw that. Surrounded by family, surrounded by friends, gets the call, crying, sitting with his wife and kids. He also let out a really cool tweet afterwards. I'd have to pull it up. where he thanked Harold Reynolds for getting him into the Hall of Fame, which at first glance, I was like, what is this guy talking about? You go back, though, and you read the whole thing and read the story. Essentially, he was ready to retire like a couple of years before he actually did. So I think he ended up retiring in 2020. Evidently, he was ready to hang him up in 2017, been dealing with a lot personally. And he said Harold Reynolds goes, dude, if you just pitch a couple more years and get to these benchmarks, you'll go to the Hall of Fame. Like, you don't understand. Like, you're that close. So he thanked Harold Reynolds for getting him into the Hall of Fame.
From now on, it's Hall of Famer Carsten Charles Sabathia.
There you go.
Dream come true. Yeah.
Listen, he was an absolute dog in his time back in his Indian days. I know a lot of people remember his Yankee days. When he was an Indian, an absolute stud. One of the best to ever do it, obviously, because he's going to the Hall of Fame. Ichiro Suzuki, look, man, he's one of the best pure hitters of a baseball that we've seen this side of Tony Gwynn. There's no doubt about it. Had a career in Japan, obviously, before he came and did it here and was one of the best to ever do it here. And then, obviously, Billy Wagner, who spent time with a lot of different teams, including the Atlanta Braves, and was able to get it done as well. The unfortunate part, and we'll probably get into Chipper Jones's tweet later, Andrew Jones comes up short once again. Friend of the show, Andrew Jones, by the way, ding. And he's not able to get into the Hall, man.
He's
so that's
got 2 years left on the ballot. He has now, he gained another 5%. He got up to 66 this time. He needs 75. So if my math is correct, if he gains another 5% next year, he'll still be short. But then if he gained another 5%, he would make it his last year. Also, real quick, Corey on Twitter, he sent me up and said, hey, it's way worse on the south side. Noonan is almost impossible to drive.
There you go.
And I do believe that if you're south, I came from Woodstock area, and so it was different for me. But I think if you are south of the city, please just stay home.
Yeah, make sure we put that one in there. And we'll get into it later. I do want to mention Chipper Jones' tweet because I thought he had a couple of interesting thoughts about Andrew Jones. Continue that conversation in a little bit. Look, the coaching carousel continues to spin. Ben Johnson, introduced is the right word yesterday, but videos come out, and obviously
introduced to the building.
Yeah, I was going to say, so he agrees to be the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, walks in the building yesterday with his family, his wife and kids. Awesome scene. Everybody's kind of gathered around, and what I would call like an atrium. Everybody's kind of clapping for him and cheering for him, and he's happy to be in the building. It looked like a breath of fresh air for a lot of those people. You know what I mean? So hopefully that continues because I think a lot of people are expecting a lot of things out of Ben Johnson.
Well, they had the Matt Nagy hire, which they thought was going to be the guy that had kind of, you know, helped Patrick Mahomes
revolutionize
get over
the franchise.
Get to where he was at originally, and then that didn't work. So they got Eberflus, and that didn't end up working. At some point you have to look at the top down. But Ben Johnson seems like a guy that picked where he wanted to be and found it, and he waited and found the job that he wanted with a young quarterback. It's not a bad roster at all in Chicago.
No, and they got cap space to make stuff happen, and that's what happens when you have a good young quarterback.
You know, so
I guess he is.
I think a young quarterback with a lot of talent is the way to put it. I don't know if he's good.
I don't either.
I don't know what he is in college, but he's got to get better in the pocket on schedule plays. And that's what Ben Johnson's there to help him do.
Yeah. According to Adam Schefter, it looks like Dennis Allen is the leading candidate to be their new defensive coordinator up there, which, look, it's probably cool. A pretty good pairing.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of defensive coaches that have tried to be head coaches that haven't worked out that have been very, very good defensive coordinators. All right, we got to roll on here on the morning shift. It's Mikey P and Squid Billy Bo Morgan.
Yeah. Look, I know we're going to talk Falcons stuff, but before you get there, I want to see if you watched the a new team made their first debut last night in Atlanta. I want to see if you saw it.
All right, there you go. We'll roll on here on the morning shift. Stick with us. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years. From developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency, Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Back in, Mikey P, Squidbilly. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, spend lunchtime this Friday with Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. They'll be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure to come by and say hello. Take a long lunch this Friday, 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Bo's very familiar with the Kennesaw location. That will be in Buckhead.
I'm actually familiar with both locations.
Are you?
Yeah. Boy. Well, I used to live within walking distance down there.
Boy.
Well, I mean, I've done about 100 something shows from down there from my time with Deuce and Bell when I was, the executive producer of that show for so many years. And I also used to live in down in Buckhead, like right down the street. I could walk there.
Yeah.
So
you probably done 100 shows at both Buckhead and Kennesaw because y'all would like kind of alternate going back and forth.
Right? Oh, yeah. And now, yeah. And I was at the Kennesaw the other day. That's because, our Jersey Mike's leaving us. And he's going to actually go
Shout
work.
Out.
He's going to work.
Out.
He's going to work for WFAN up in
there. You
New
go.
York.
Oh, nice! And, man. That's awesome to hear. Stoked for him.
He was like, he was at the appearance the other night that I was at on for the national championship game, and he goes, "Man, this is kind of fitting. This is my last. It's like my last time here. And you did like my first shows with you here when you were with Duke." So I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "That's right." I was like, kind of. You can say we're putting a bow on it.
Look, man, you kind of teased it going to the break. Before we're going to get to a little Falcons talk here in a second and talk about some of the impending free agents and really the value that each of those guys bring. But before we get there, TGL last night, the Atlanta Drive making their debut in the new Tuesday Night Golf League. This is my first time watching it last night. Flipped it on, came on at 7 o'clock. Very interesting. First of all, let me back up. Let me not talk about the game just yet. The actual game.
The match. It's not a game.
The things surrounding it. I think it actually is a game.
It's a match.
It's a team versus team.
Still a match.
And they're playing like holes that don't exist. So I'm gonna call it like it's a game. Like you're playing a game at like Topgolf.
It's a match.
Okay. If that's what you want to call it, that's your
just
own
like Mercedes-Benz Stadium is not a dome. It's
that's
a
also
stadium.
A personal preference. A number of people still call it the dome. Anyhow. Before I was
people
really
that are incorrect.
Atlanta does win last night 4-0. I thought that I just paying attention to it last night for what it was. You have Scott Van Pelt doing the intro leading into it. You got Matt Berry out there that's on set. You got so many people that are celebrities that are in the house watching this go down. And then Billy Horschel comes out wearing the Dirty Bird chain, doing the Dirty Bird. And it became a central theme. Arthur Blank was all over the TV last night. The Atlanta Falcons talk all over the TV last night. Horschel wears the Pennix jersey on the way into the building, which was being covered by SVP and his version of SportsCenter leading into this event. Aside from how good the entertainment value was, the amount of backing and everything else going on with this is kind of crazy when you kind of zoom out a little bit and look at everything being put behind this league.
So did Arthur do like he does at the end of football games where he comes out on the sideline for the last half?
He
comes down and stands by the green.
He did,
for the
dude.
Last half.
No, he did. He gave all three of them, Justin Thomas and Billy Horschel, specifically, but gave all three of them Dirty Bird chains.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. It was funny. I'm just joking a little bit. Can I read you an excerpt from the recap of the match? This is by Dre Waters. I guess this is on ESPN. The TGL had its closest match of the inaugural season on Tuesday. Closest match. It's a match. But, yeah, they did win. Hey, real quick, I want to mention that they have four owners, not, I guess you would call limited partners, is what they call them in Falcons. And they have four of those. Luke Combs is a limited partner.
Saw that.
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Is one that
Does
I didn't
he
expect.
Here?
He's from here.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he lives in LA.
Sure.
But he's from here. You know, he went to Kennesaw State.
Okay.
He worked at Star 94 back in the day.
Nice.
Right. Like a nighttime show. Matt Ryan.
Love it. Makes sense.
And Chipper Jones.
There you go.
So I know that two of those guys, and Chipper and Matt are huge golfers.
Yeah. Speaking of Luke Combs, I saw yesterday just randomly his high school. Have you seen the list of people that have come out of his high school the last 20 years or whatever? PFT, the guy from Barstool, played quarterback there, played football at UNC.
Is that the guy that – that's not the guy that ended up being
PFT.
A fraud, right?
No, maybe it's not PFT.
That's Big Cat.
The one with the long hair. Yeah,
that's PFT commentary, yeah.
Okay. Chase Rice, who played linebacker at UNC.
He's a country music guy,
country
right?
music guy. Yeah. Rico Dowdle was one recently.
Okay.
And then there's one more. Oh, Ben Johnson.
Oh, Ben Johnson?
Yeah. So I was like, man, that's kind of incredible when you think about the latest run that's been going on from that high school. Anyhow, speaking of football, going back to it, I want to talk a little bit today about some of the Atlanta Falcons unrestricted free agents and free agents on defense and kind of start to – I don't know. Like, I think we need to start developing a picture of what this defense might look like moving forward. So you start with the free agents on defense. And let me read these to you, and let me ask you the first names that pop out. Because I don't know – I think there are a couple that pop out, but I don't know as far as, like, ones you're like, man, they got to have them back. All right, so here's what we got. Unrestricted free agents on defense. Lorenzo Carter.
Okay.
TQ Graham. Richie Grant. Eddie Goldman. Damon Harris. Mike Hughes. Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, James Smith Williams, and Kentavious Street.
Okay, so we probably need to go through each one and talk about if we want to keep them or not.
Okay.
Or if we think should be back.
And here's the thing. It all depends on what the money is, right? It's all about what kind of value you're getting out of some of these people. And also what you think you can get in the draft. You have to probably look at bringing back one of Richie Grant or Justin Simmons, correct? Like, one of those guys is going to be back in the fold.
No? Yeah, I think Richie Grant.
Listen, I'm not saying they're the best possible thing, but you're starting over from scratch when you had a two deep last year that they're sitting right in front of you. And I don't know what the open market looks like for either one of them right now.
I think I Justin Simmons, I think you move on.
It's a value thing.
Yeah, I don't think it worked. I don't know what money he's going to command or just get. I would probably move on. Richie Grant, I would be willing to bring back in a similar role to what he played this year.
It's interesting, but it's interesting you put it like that because, again, it's all about the money.
I don't view Richie Grant as a starter.
Okay, but Justin Simmons started over Richie Grant, but yeah, you seem like you're more likely to bring Richie Grant back.
I think you need to upgrade the position.
Okay.
But having a guy now that's been around in Richie Grant, I think can add some value, but it's all about what he's going to cost. And I'm not willing to spend a ton of money on him or Justin Simmons.
Can I ask y'all a quick question about the safety position while we're on it?
Sure.
Do you all feel comfortable with DeMarco Helms starting next season?
Well,
or is that out of the question too?
I don't think it's out of the question by any means.
But he's got to stay healthy.
But he's going to have to. It's tough because you haven't seen him all year.
Right.
Right. I remember he got hurt in training camp. And that's
and you
the other
thought
thing.
He might come back from that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right there at the end.
And it just
kind of went away.
Yeah.
It's like he was there.
There's another
guy
on this list. There's another guy on this list that we missed desperately, and I just completely forgot about. But we're not there yet.
James Smith-Williams?
No.
Who did we miss desperately?
I think we missed Taquan Graham desperately in the run game last year.
You think so?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I was going to say of this entire list, and there's 1, 2, 3, there's 9, there's 10 people on this unrestricted list. The one guy that I'm looking at that I absolutely have to have and I would go to bat for is Eddie Goldman.
Yeah,
like Eddie Goldman does something that nobody else on your team does, well, and that stopped the run and hold the point.
I'm confused on how he's an unrestricted free agent.
You want to talk about some complicated roster math and contract math. That guy's been in and out and retired and unretired and come back and is signed and is unsigned. I don't know. I have no idea. No clue.
That's my... So he must have actually filed his papers because he was on a deal with this team, and I thought it was more than a 1-year deal, but it's not. So, yeah, because he retired so many times.
Right.
I thought he signed like a 2-year deal.
This is
one
of those
there.
Weird, like, March, hey, we've signed Eddie Goldman to a 1-year deal.
So,
prove it contract.
I think Eddie Goldman played. When he was allowed to, I thought he played well. Now, the snap count thing, this is the problem with the whole – I'm going to get off a little bit on the tangent here. This is the whole problem with the whole conversation we had yesterday about – and I thought Arch made a good point when he joined us yesterday. It was like, you know, all these guys are running stuff so similar. And that was kind of one of the things that I tried to say yesterday. That was the only reason why I was a Wink Martindale guy is because – there's so many similarities in the defenses that the thing that stood out for me is his ability to disguise it.
Sure.
And that's what I like. But
seems very important these days.
But that doesn't mean that Ulbrich can't disguise it because he did a good job in New York. Now, you could say talent-wise, it's just there's no – you know, getting pressure with your front four – means so many different things. It could be two guys with their hands in the dirt and two guys standing up.
Yeah.
It can be three guys with their hand in the dirt and one guy standing up. It can be four guys with their hand in the dirt.
And the thing is, too, and not to get too far off the path with the unrestricted free agents, but guys, we're going to be talking about this throughout the show, but not to get too far off the path, but the thing is, when you have the elite edge rusher, I'm talking about Myles Garrett, I'm talking about Bosa, I'm talking about T.J. Watt, obviously, we've seen up close and personal. When you have those guys, you can do a lot of things differently on defense. Like, it's not just about disguising. Like, you also don't have to walk certain guys up. Like, even when you're running twist games, the double A-gap mugs and things like that, trying to take up the running back chips, trying to take up the center slides and everything else like that. When you have that Jesse on the edge, like, you can do just about anything you want as a defense coordinator. Because that guy, just like a corner who might not be great, that edge rusher is going to cover up a lot of things that you might misstep on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not true. I mean, it's not true. It's not false. And that's the thing where I keep saying it does – if you're so upset about it, maybe it eases your mind that it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Because what you should be upset about is if they don't address that position in some way, shape, or form in this offseason, or bigger picture, just defense in general.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, we still don't know what Braylon Trice is.
No, we don't.
And we won't know until maybe we might have a better idea this time next year. And how much, if Braylon Trice shows up and has maybe just in the range of Jared Verse, how much better does Arnold Ebiketie become then?
Ooh, give me Jared Verse all day. Let's go. All right, so look, we got to move on here. We come back from the break. I had a simple question for Bo. I'm going to get Dial on the way on this as well. Was the college football playoff a success this year? Point blank, was it a success? We'll hit that coming back on the morning shift. It's Mikey P, Squid Billy, Sports Radio, 929 The Game. 642 Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Mikey P, Squid Billy, hanging out with you here on a, I would say, beautiful Wednesday morning. And maybe it is to some people, but there are parts of town. And look,
call it a cold Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it is definitely a cold Wednesday morning.
Is it Wednesday?
I want to say this.
Oh, yeah.
If you...
three-day work week. So.
Yes.
Four
for ridiculous. Me. I need to put a calendar up in here.
Yeah.
Look, if you if you're out there driving right now
and
you see a rough patch or an impasse or somewhere that nobody needs to go, do me a favor, tweet it at us, SquidBilly929.
Whoa.
AP Johnson said what?
When you get safely to your destination, tweet it at us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying one hand the wheel and, drive this thing up on the
sidewalk.
You
have to clarify. Some people don't understand. Well, common sense is not a thing that's used often anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not very common anymore to use common sense. That's the common sense denominator there, Squid Billy. Anyways, let us know what it is. We'll try
I'm
to retweet
it.
Make sure we keep people aware of what's going on out there, man. But if you're driving, be safe. If it's icy, be safe. Bo came in this morning, said it wasn't too terrible. But I know people
on the
south side.
But I came to the north side.
I know people on the south side of town are experiencing a little bit different weather. I mean, my parents are down in Pensacola, and a bunch of my friends down in Mobile, Fairhope, that area, Destin, blanketed. Like, the most snow that they've ever seen. My parents are, and my dad's 63. He says the most snow he's ever seen in Florida right now. I mean, 6-8 inches in some of those places. More snow than we got last week down in Florida right now. And I know there was videos going around snowing in Destin right there on the Gulf of Mexico. It's just absolute craziness. So make sure you're staying safe if you're south of town, if you're driving around this morning and hanging out with us. But I appreciate you being here with us. We're excited to be on air. And I know that a lot of schools have been canceled. Daddy, I don't know about your kids' school. I know that my wife works in Cobb County. They did a two-hour delay.
Yeah,
two-hour delay up in
yep.
Cobb County. I think Fulton was canceled. I think Gwinnett was as well, if I'm not mistaken. Don't take that to the bank. But you guys can let us know. So
you don't got
to
go anywhere, or you can delay leaving. Do it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get to like 35 today is what I think I saw that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's true, just delay it. I know, like I came from 575, like the Woodstock area. Yeah. It's going to be like 36 this afternoon. And it was fine. It was literally no problem at all. But then again, somebody hit us up from the south side, said he's in Noonan, and it's, like, impassable.
Yeah, and it's definitely different here in Midtown than it was for me up in Sandy Springs and for you in Woodstock. So I can only imagine what it is when you go further south of here down, like, you know, let's just say towards our friends at, like, Atlanta Motor Speedway down in Hampton. I can only imagine that it's probably a pretty good coat of snow down there. So, anyways, man, two hands on the wheel, get where you need to be. Be safe about doing it, and thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to get to college football playoff talking here in just a second. I do want to remind everybody, tonight you will hear, right here on this station, the Hawks against the Pistons. The Hawks have had one home game in the last 24 days. Be back in State Farm Arena tonight against the Detroit Pistons. You can hear pregame at 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30. Look, they had a three-game win streak, number of big wins, and then you fall flat the other night against the Knicks, and hopefully they can get back. And here's how I feel about this team moving forward, just real quick. Like, at some point, it's got to stop. And Mike Conte's the one that said this. It's like three wins and three losses. Three wins and three losses. Kind of gone in streaks like that. At some point, you got to break that, right? And now is the perfect opportunity to go out and get a good win against a Pistons team who kind of mirrors what you are. Now, you're slowly getting back to health. I know Zachary Risashe hasn't been in the fold, but Jalen's back. Trey's good to go. Bogey's trying to get back to being old Bogey. It seems like this team is slowly getting there. Now would be a good time to kind of start hitting your stride if you're the Atlanta Hawks. So hopefully they are able to do that. All right, college football playoff talk, man. And I honestly, I've been, I don't want to say taken aback, but the amount of people that have already started with the 2025 tweaks out there on social media? I know you have your ear to the ground, bro. It's not something that I expected to see this early, and it's something that I think that, you know, that will eventually happen. But I know they had a meeting at the Signia this past weekend. Before we get to any changes, though, was it a success?
Well, I guess for me, it's what you define the playoff as successful. Was it not designed to allow teams that didn't win their conference a chance to play in it? Remember, we always get teams that, you know, the whole best team thing. Because remember when we first came in, remember at the beginning of the season, I asked Rusty, or I asked somebody, I thought it was Rusty, it was somebody we had on, I said, who's the best, is Georgia got the best roster in college football? And he said, well, it's hard to say the best, but it's definitely between them and Ohio State. And who won the college football playoff? Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they had the best roster. So I think based on what it was supposed to do, which was prove that they need to be more than four teams every year, because Ohio State's left out in the old model.
Yeah, of course.
It's Georgia. It's Oregon. It would probably have been
It's
Texas.
Hard to say. It's really hard.
And Notre Dame. But something like that. I think Ohio State is out.
I think Texas still gets in after losing the SEC title. It's hard to say that last year.
I think that it was between them and Ohio State, and they played in the SEC title game. So I think they would have had. I think they might have had a leg to stand on. But I think Ohio State might have been left out.
It would have been hard to leave out SMU. I think so.
No, they lost in their conference title game too. Why are they more deserving than Texas?
They had a regular season loss.
They did. They had one.
Who was it?
BYU. They lost to BYU. So I think Texas would have went in. So in that point, Ohio State probably wouldn't have been in the old system, and they ended up dominating the entire playoff. They didn't. No one even came close to them. I mean, Texas came the closest, still lost by 14. So I think it worked in that thought process. Yeah, it worked. Did you get the two best teams? I don't know. Did you? Do you think you got the two best teams?
Well, no.
But see, that's my problem.
It's hard for me to say that when neither one of them in the national title game was a conference champion.
Well, then who are the two best team? Because Oregon lost by 30 to Ohio State on a neutral field.
Sure.
Georgia lost Notre Dame by was it almost 10? I think
what you had in this instance as well is what you had is 2017. It reminds you of 2017 Bama. Remember when Bama lost to Auburn in 2017, then Auburn plays Georgia, and then Bama gets in as a four seed and ends up making the national title and everything else going on. That's essentially what happened to Ohio State.
Auburn beat Georgia that year too, didn't they?
Yeah, they beat Georgia as well. Yeah, you're right. So both of those teams ended up that were in the national championship game ended up taking a loss to Auburn and rivals of both Auburn. So I guess the question moving forward, though, and this is what keeps popping up on social media, do you need to add teams or take teams away, which I don't think they need to. I think it's fine right there at 12. And what is the future of conference title games? And I've always been a massive proponent of conference title games. I played in two SEC title games myself. But it does feel like these title games might have kind of jumped the shark a little bit.
It's just more proof that 12 teams is too many, I think. I think 8 teams and then the conference title games don't seem so crazy. It's also more proof why Notre Dame will never join a conference.
Oh, I agree.
They don't need to.
That ship has sailed.
They get the TV deal. They get a bye week. And you can say, well, they didn't have a bye in the playoff. Yeah, they didn't, but they did. Because the teams that got a bye week played the same. Ohio State's the only – Ohio State and Notre Dame, they didn't play – you know, they played the same amount of games that Georgia would have played if Georgia would have played for the title game.
Right.
They just played theirs in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Their first round. And that worked out better because guess what? They got home games.
Yeah, and I think the – I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong. The conversation moving forward is going to be – for 2025 at least, it's going to be about seeding for conference champions. Am I right? Like, that's probably what the conversation is when you talk about the immediate future. I don't think you're going down to 10 or 8. Like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Well,
once you've gone to 12, you can't go backwards.
You're locked in to 12 for a couple more years, and then they'll go to 16 because they're gonna see dollar signs. They're not
exactly right.
They're not going to care about the quality of the product. It's just going to be, well, look at the money we can make off of
Which stinks, because by the time you start seeing less money, the quality is already gone. Like, you can't go backwards on that one.
I also don't buy into this argument that you need more, that you need to either have more teams or make all games neutral site to make bowl games more interesting. I'm going to tell you something. The bowls that were used were the ones you were watching anyways, majority of. I mean, the guy that says he needs the Gasparilla Bowl to host a college football playoff game so he watches it. It's the most ridiculous comment ever, because that's why you're going to watch the Gasparilla Bowl.
Well, and here's what
that's
a lot of people.
You weren't watching it before the playoff.
And here's the thing. People don't understand this aspect of it. Live sports on television rules all. Like, it rules all. This is why you have so much money behind, like, a TGL. This is why you have ridiculous bowl games, because when you have something that's live on television over a Christmas break, everybody is going to tune into it. It's going to rule all. People are going to watch live sporting events above all else. That's why you have Amazon, Netflix, all the above trying to get in on the live sports, because everybody's watching it. Doesn't matter how good Breaking Bad is on rerun. People want to watch live sports together. They want to be a part of that community on the socials that's tweeting back and forth about how bad the referees are or about how bad clock management is.
Well, that's my point. You're not going down to Tampa for the Gasparilla Bowl anymore because it's a playoff game than you would be. You can look at all of those neutral field sites that were the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and they had empty seats in them. They weren't packed out like they used to be. Because it's an in-game money game. It's so much money to pay to go to one of these games that you're going to pick and choose when you can go. You'd actually have a better chance of having fuller stadiums, having two rounds of home games for some of these teams than not.
Yeah,
you have to budget.
Let me ask you this before we go to the break. Do you think there would be anything cool? I mean, it would be cool, but do you think it would ever happen to where the teams that are the top four seeds would get to pick their opponents in the second round?
No, that's stupid. I don't like that.
You don't like that? Why not?
It's silly. What are we doing if you're picking your opponent? You either do it.
Well, they already don't get to host a home playoff game. If you change up the seeding for conference champions or whatever, the people that are locked into the top four, there's got to be. You got to add something to it.
I don't set a freaking system and stay with it. Stop.
Okay, but do they not already get to pick the bowl game they want to go to?
No,
or at least did in the past.
No, they went. They didn't, because why would Georgia have played in the Sugar Bowl over the Peach Bowl?
That's a good point.
Or the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why would they have done? In fact,
they used to though. Right?
You want to talk about that? They used to. That's where they screwed up.
Yeah.
Don't send Georgia to New Orleans and Texas to Atlanta. Send it Georgia to Atlanta and send, you know, Texas should be out there in New Orleans. Like, that kind of stuff. This is so dumb.
Can you imagine, that doesn't make any sense.
Can
you imagine the top four seed get to pick their opponent, but then the team they were playing got to pick the location? Now we're talking.
That is Harry High School crap.
I like it. That's dumb.
No.
I like it.
No, no.
Well, you can't tell me I don't like it. I do like it. I think it's cool.
I'm telling you, no, I don't want that.
Okay,
like,
that's fine.
Have it set where it – do it.
It's a moving goalpost anyways.
Well, and that's the problem. Stop changing. People want to get set in. The NFL has done it the same way. They just added a team. But for the most part, it's been done the same way, and it works.
All right, hold that thought. We got to get to break. I want to continue that conversation later. We're also, when we come back, we talked about unrestricted free agents for the Falcons defense. How about these two names that are restricted free agents? D. Alford, Nate Landman. How bad do you want those guys back? We'll talk a little bit of Falcons, a little bit of college football playoff coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's Mikey P. Squid Billy. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.